Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Okay, boys and girls, our word for the day is...
gravitropic.
That's Bill Doan of Doan and Doan Gardens, who on 10 acres in suburban Jefferson County grows kale, collard greens, mint, and a few others, and is still hanging in there.
We have a farm in the middle of a subdivision. I've got houses on two sides and condos on one side and apartment buildings on the other. So we're completely surrounded.
We're going to get to the gravitropic nature of his mint crop in a minute, but this spring season has been a good one.
This is a good year. Mint looks good. We've got good color and the size is plenty big enough. We have a good crop. There's a lot of weeds in certain areas, and that's a lot of hand weeding. Been doing a lot of that lately, just trying to get ready and have things cleaned up and ready to cut. The last 5 or 6 days before the Derby are actually very busy days. We're into it right now.
In past years, when the weather this first week of May is sunny, they've even cut and delivered on Derby Day itself. We'll get to gravitropic in a minute. We'll be right back.
Kentucky Corn Growers and Commonwealth Agri-Energy are proud to sponsor the 2016 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters Competition May the 13th and 14th on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley. Last year, all of the tournament winners were using ethanol E10 in their boat motors. Ethanol is good for the environment, the economy, and for a smooth-running boat engine. E10 is warranty-approved by all major marine engine manufacturers. Get the facts online at ethanol.kybiofuels.info.
Regarding his mint crop, Jefferson County truck farmer Bill Doan says this Derby week will be busy. He hires local middle and high school kids for help, and he feels they'll learn a little bit about agriculture. They enjoy the spending money, and they work hard to earn it.
It's all hand-cut. They're crawling along on their knees. Each one of them has a knife and a rubber band apron, and so they cut a handful a certain size. They get used to it. You don't actually count the stems, but it's between 12 and 18 stems usually. And they bunch those, and we put them in a big bin and take them in into the market shed where they're bundled in dozen bunches and packed in cardboard boxes in an upright position.
In an upright position, whether stored in the dark or light, because they are gravitropic.
Which means that the stems turn upward. So if you lay it on its side, pack it in a box and lay it on its side, the stems are all going to turn and get crooked on you. So when you pack it in an upright position. And the same if you were to buy mint in the grocery, put it in your refrigerator, you'd want to put it in an upright position so it stays nice and straight.
So we hope that your horse finishes in the money this Saturday. And remember, store that mint in an upright position. It's gravitropic. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.